is Ray Rocka, 92.5 The Beat of Salt Lake, All Rock Media, and you are listening to the Will Wonder Pod.
Bars, let's go, y'all. This is Gabino Grimes, Mike Masters Alliance, Rap Battle's finest out here in Utah, and you are now listening to one of my best friends' podcasts, the Will Wonder Pod.
Real quick, let me just start off by saying this is Peter Rosenberg, your forever 24/7 champion, host of the GP Podcast, and I want to shout out the Will Wonder Podcast.
What's going on? This is Brisk Warner, and you're checking on my man DJ Will Wonder on the Will Wonder Podcast. Yeah.
What's up, everybody? This is Emerson Kennedy, world famous Scarlett Johansson lover, world renowned Jordan denier, and I hope you are tuning into my personal favorite podcast, the Will Wonder Podcast. That's my brother for real. He has terrible takes, but I'm still listening, man. Will, what's up?
Ladies and gentlemen, episode 147 of the Will Wonder Pod. I hope I'm coming through clear. Got a little cold from my son. That's what happens when these kids go to kindergarten and the parents who have sick kids say, hey, you can go in. You're fine. You're fine. Then that kid gives it to another kid. That kid brings it home to his parents, like us. Just a little cold, though. One of those where, like, I don't feel awful, but I also don't feel 100% right. Kind of one of those things. Anyway, we have a shorter episode for you today. That's what you get when I'm sick. I know what you're thinking, like, oh, don't half-ass it. I didn't. You got a record shop coming up that took me like an hour and a half to do, just from editing-wise. But it's shorter, so we'll get to that here in just a little bit. But first, rumors of an Andre 3000, not even rumors, Andre 3000 took to his Instagram and said a new album is coming out. He also did an interview on NPR, where if you listen to it, you find out there's no rapping on this album. It's just full of experimental music, a lot of flutes, which I don't know if he's trolling or if he's for real. Either way, I'm checking it out because I love Andre 3000, but I'm just going to say, if it's strictly flutes, next week I'm going to talk about how upset I was that we got an Andre 3000 album of strictly flutes. Not going to spend too much time today on NBA talk because, well, we're 9-10 games into the season. It doesn't feel like a lot has changed since last week. Philly looking tough post-James Harden trade. All the while, the Clippers look like dog shit post-James Harden trade. Don't want to give too many, yeah, that's the case, or yes, that's my prediction. One other team I will say looks really good is Minnesota. Defense looks solid. Looks like they kind of figured out how to play together. And Anthony Edwards looks tough. But again, I'm not going to spend too much time on the NBA. Actually, I'm not spending any more time on the NBA. Let's get into some NFL talk. Week 10 has just passed us in the NFL season, and it started out with just a hot turd of a game. Bears, Panthers, Thursday night. Bears win by 3. Nobody cares. Doesn't matter. And it continued to be some shitty games in the Colts Pats over in Frankfurt, Germany. Colts win 10-6. Again, one of those where nobody really cares. A game where people should care, though. Houston, Cincinnati. Houston wins 30-27 behind CJ Stroud's final drive. 356 yards for Stroud, 150 yards for Devin Singletary on the ground. Houston could be a problem. We talked about it last week, Chacon and I, about just how good C.J. Stroud looks and low-key MVP candidate as well as Rookie of the Year. Sheesh. Packers-Steelers, sorry to Hoops team. Somehow the Steelers win again. Their offense is awful, but that defense is solid, and they win 23-19. A couple other games, 49ers come out and just mollywop the shit out of the Jaguars. Jags at home, both coming off a bye. I might be out on Trevor Lawrence. I know that's Chacon's guy, Sunshine, but I don't know, man. It just seems like he doesn't have it. This is the best team he's had, and he just looks awful. I know people say, oh, his line. No, the line's not terrible. And the receivers are much better than he's ever had. He has ETN running for him, so I don't know. Maybe he's just not good. Maybe he's just okay. Not what we expected him to be. In other games, Josh Dobbs, the astronaut, Shout out to my guy, Steady Rock Michael Martinez. His Minnesota Vikings get the win 27-19. Dobbs looks strong in this one. Total of 268 yards passing, one touchdown through the air, also another touchdown on the ground. Derek Carr gets hurt. I don't know. NFC South, like, they just look awful. It's one of those divisions where you're like, can we just not have anyone from this in the playoffs? Is that okay? Kyler Murray comes back, switching lanes to the Cardinals. Falcons gets the win. Cool to see him back. He looked good, even though the Cardinals aren't very good at all. But also, either of the Falcons. So a really, really good team for him to come back against, like I said last week. Goddamn Chargers, Lions, 79 points. I had to do some quick math in my head there. Lions win 41-38 in L.A. I don't know, man. The running backs for the Lions with Montgomery and Gibbs, they just seem kind of unstoppable. And when you have runners like that, it makes life easy for Jared Goff. Chargers are going to charge her, as my guy Hoop says. They just find ways to lose games, even though they're super ridiculously talented. In this game, you had Keenan Allen with 175 yards receiving, two touchdowns. Herbert threw for four touchdowns and one pick. Giants kill the Cowboys. Nothing to talk about there. Tommy DeVito. I know that joke's getting stale, but DeVito was a quarterback for the Giants. Really doesn't matter. My Commanders blow it against the Seahawks. They tie the game with 2:55 left. And wouldn't you know it, Seattle comes down in less than 2 minutes and scores. Kicks the field goal, gets the win. Sam Howell, though, I mean, I know we've been down a lot. We, Washington Commanders, leading the league in passing, 2,783 yards for Howell. Followed by a guy we talked about not too long ago, C.J. Stroud. Getting back to the rest of the games this last week, Jets-Raiders. Sunday night game, which was actually more exciting than I thought it would be. But neither one of these teams offensively are good. Both better on the defensive side. Zach Wilson, 263 yards, one pick. Hoop was hooting and hollering on our text thread with me and Chacon just trying to, you know, show love to Zach Wilson. I don't know, man. Just think it needs to stop. And also, one other thing that needs to stop is this bullshit about Aaron Rodgers coming back in December. If he comes back in December, he did not rupture his Achilles. No way in hell. No way in hell. I don't care. Oh, it takes this long. No, that's not it. Didn't happen. My question would be, why is he saying he's coming back? There's always something else going on in the back of Rodgers' head and the reason he does things, the reason he says things. So I'm really curious as to what that is. Maybe it's Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift and he's upset about that. I don't know. I can't believe I talked about Taylor Swift a fucking game. Anyways, Monday night. Oh my God. I don't think Josh Allen likes throwing to his own teammates. Two picks, one touchdown, 177 yards. And even with that, the Bills were going to win this game late. You go to the fourth quarter. Buffalo's up 22-21. There is 7 seconds left on the clock. 41-yard field goal for Lutz. They had to do it quickly. Goddamn Buffalo Bills have 12 men on the field, and Lutz shanks it. So Lutz gets another chance. 36-yarder, game over. I don't know. Maybe it's just time for the Bills to pack up and do something else. They did fire their offensive coordinator after the game. So there's that. Because he's the reason Josh Allen's throwing picks. But it's easier to fire him than Josh Allen if we're going to be real. All right, let's go ahead and get into predictions for Week 11 of the NFL season. We actually get a good Thursday night game for Week 11. Bengals go into Baltimore to play the Ravens. Ravens 7-3, Baltimore 5-4. Baltimore at home is favored by 3.5. And the fellas were kind of split. Chacon went with the Bengals. Hoop went with the Ravens. I think at home, I'm also taking the Ravens, which, would mean the Bengals really have to damn near win out to make the playoffs. Could be a scary thing. Sunday morning, another AFC North rivalry. The Steelers go into Cleveland to play the Browns, which, damn, I didn't even mention that Browns game. Exciting win for them over the Ravens. But at home, Cleveland favored by 3.5. Hoop went with the Browns, as well as Chacon. And I think I'm actually going with the Browns as well, at home. If this was Pittsburgh's house, I would feel more inept to pick the Steelers. But at home, that Browns defense, I think they're too good. Cardinals-Texans in Houston. Houston is favored by 4. Chacon went ahead and picked the Texans. So did Hoop, and so am I. Though I think it'll be fun. Kyler, CJ Stroud, think it'll be a good game. Titans-Jags in Jacksonville. Jacksonville at home is favored by 6.5. All three of us are thinking that Sunshine is going to bounce back, or at least he's going to be good enough for them to win this game. All three of us have the Jags. Next up, the Raiders, who continue to pop champagne after beating bad teams, go into Miami to play the Dolphins. Dolphins at home are favored by 12, and all three of us have the Dolphins. Though 12 feels a bit high, I still think the Dolphins can do it. Cowboys go into, Carolina to play the Panthers. On the road, Cowboys are favored by 10.5, which I think is too low. All of us going with the Cowboys to win that game. And the Panthers are just bad. Like I said, that Thursday night game was terrible. Feel bad for Bryce Young. Next up, Bears go into Detroit to play the Lions. Detroit at home, favored by 9.5. All of us have Detroit to win that game as well. The Chargers head out to Green Bay to play the Packers. On the road, the Chargers are favored by 3. And wouldn't you know it, all three of us have the Chargers winning this game. Yes, even Hoop, but he is a realist. Giants, Commanders. Commanders at home, favored by 9.5 against Tommy DeVito. Going with the Commanders, all three of us, I'm taking them to cover. The afternoon games, we get the Bucks going to San Francisco to play the 49ers. 49ers at home, favored by 11.5 points, which seems really high, especially coming off of just whooping the Jags' ass, which makes sense. But I feel like the Bucks are one of those teams that just kind of stays around. We all have the Niners winning, but I think the Bucks can cover that spread. Especially, 11.5. That's a lot. Next up, Jets, Bills. Bills at home, favored by 7 points. All of us have the Bills. This is a game where I think the Jets cover, though, because, well, Josh Allen likes to pass to the other team and likes to keep it close. Rams, Seahawks in LA. Seattle on the road, favored by 1. We get the return of Matt Stafford in this game, but I don't know if that truly matters. All three of us have the Seahawks on the road. Though Hoop said Rams could win if Stafford plays, so there you have it. Sunday night, we get the Broncos again, and for whatever reason. Vikings go into Denver. Denver at home, favored by 2.5. Chacon takes the Broncos. Hoop takes the Vikings, and I'm actually rolling with Josh Dobbs and the Vikings as well. Something about that dude. And it's the best, him and CJ Stroud, the two best stories in football right now. Monday night, we get what could potentially be a Super Bowl matchup. Though, who knows at this point. Eagles go into Kansas City to play the Chiefs. All three of us have the Chiefs winning this game. Chiefs are favored by 3 at home. Now, if what's-her-name doesn't show up, it may not be good for the Chiefs. But I just got a feeling Monday night, big game, Super Bowl implications. She'll be up there in the box, freaking out every time there's a 3-yard catch. That'll do it for NFL talk. We are going to get in to a very special record shop. I told you last week the record shop was coming back. It's been a minute. But in this record shop, we are celebrating the 20th anniversary of Jay-Z's The Black Album. Here we go. Welcome back to the record shop. It's been a long time since you've been here. Records are a little bit dustier, but goddammit, we are celebrating a very special 20th anniversary. that 20th anniversary would be Jay-Z's The Black Album. Advertises his last album, The Black Album, is the 8th studio album by Jay-Z. It was released November 14th, 2003 through, of course, Rockefeller Records and Def Jam Recordings. For the album, Jay would grab some of, if not the best, hip-hop producers ever in Just Blaze, Kanye West, The Neptunes, Eminem, DJ Quick, Timbaland, Ninth Wonder, Rick Rubin, a few others. To me, The Black Album is the winter of 2003. Jay-Z is my favorite MC of all time, and this album came out my senior year of high school. So you can only imagine the impact it had on me and still has on me. I will say, though, this isn't my favorite Jay-Z album. That would probably be Reasonable Doubt, though I guess it can flip depending on my mood. But I will say that The Black Album is Jay-Z's best front-to-back album. Before we get into The Black Album itself, it's important to understand the landscape of rap music in 2003. 03 very well could have been the biggest year hip-hop has ever seen. Albums in 2003 included 50 Cent's Get Rich or Die Tryin', which to this day has sold 12 million records worldwide. 2003 also saw Outkast Speaker Box of Love Below, which sold 13 million records worldwide, becoming the top selling hip hop album ever. We also saw the debut album from G-Unit, the 50 Cent led group, which came out the exact same day as The Black Album. Beg for Mercy ended up selling 6 million records worldwide. Yeah. To add to those albums, we saw albums from vets like DMX, Ludacris, Missy Elliott, Memphis Bleek, Ja Rule, Ying Yang Twins, Fabulous, Lil' Kim, The Diplomats, and Gangstar. We also saw debut albums from The Neptunes, Freeway, Joe Budden, yes, I know he's a podcaster, but go back, Pump It Up was everywhere, Joel Santana, Obie Trice, Murphy Lee, and let's not forget soundtracks, with Bad Boys 2 the soundtrack, and the Tupac film, Resurrection. Again, hip-hop may have been at an all-time high in terms of 1, popularity, 2, record sales, and 3, real quality albums. Now, let's jump right in to The Black Album. Usually when an album's released, it has a single or maybe 2 singles released months prior. That was not so with The Black Album. The first single off of The Black Album was released November 4th, 2003, just 10 days prior to the release of the album. The song was Change Clothes by The Neptunes, and it featured Pharrell on the hook. It without a doubt had that Neptunes bop that became so famous in the early 2000s. Now just change clothes. Now, I'm going to go through my top 5 favorite tracks from The Black Album, though, to me, the best way to listen to this album is truly front to back because there are no skips on The Black Album. Rather, I'll just give you my top 5 favorite songs. So let's get into it. Number 5, Justify My Thug, produced by DJ Quick. Justify My Thug contains a sample of Rock Box by Run-DMC. As well as, of course, an interpolation of Justify My Love by Madonna. You justify my love. Number four on the countdown of my favorite songs off the Black Album is actually the third single, 99 Problems, produced by Rick Rubin.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rap patrol on the cat patrol. Foes that want to make sure my cask is closed. Rap critics save money, cash holes. I'm foes.
99 Problems contains a sample of a live version of Long Red by Mountain. Which is a very popular hip-hop sample, but the other sample, which used that sample, may be a little bit better known, and that would be The Big Beat by Billy Squire. Continuing on to the number three spot on my countdown, it's none other than Lucifer, produced by Kanye West.
Yeah. Lucifer, dawn of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Lucifer, dawn of the morning.
I'm from the murder capital, where we murder for capital.
Lucifer contains a sample of Chase the Devil by Max Rom.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
The number two song on my countdown is actually the second single off the album, released April 27th, 2004. Of course, I'm talking about Dirt Off Your Shoulders, produced by Timbaland.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones. Tim, you can go and brush your shoulders off, nigga. I got you. If you feeling like a pimp, nigga, go on, brush your shoulders off. Ladies is pimps too, go on, brush your shoulders off. Niggas is crazy, baby, don't forget that boy told you, kid. That, turn up your shoulders.
Now, Timbaland didn't necessarily use a sample for Dirt Off Your Shoulders, but Jay's a cappella would later lend to a banger produced by Swizz Beatz for rapper Cassidy.
Nigga X about me, nigga X about me, nigga X about me, nigga X about me. I'm a hustler, I'm a hustler, homie. I'm a hustler, I'm a hustler, homie.
Finally, we have come to the number one song on my countdown of my top five favorite songs of the Black Album, celebrating the 20th anniversary of the Black Album, and that would be Public Service Announcement, which was an interlude produced by Just Blaze.
It's just a public service announcement sponsored by Just Blaze and the good folks at Rockefeller Records.
Fellow Americans, it is with the utmost pride and sincerity that I present this recording as a living testament and recollection of history in the making during our generation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho.
Just Blaze used the sample Seeds of Love, performed by Little Boy Blues. The Black Album would go on to reach quadruple platinum. It was also followed by a documentary, Fade to Black, which details Jay-Z's making of the album itself, as well as selling out Madison Square Garden for his quote-unquote final concert, which by now we all know wasn't his final concert nor his final album. Since the Black Album, Jay has put out Unfinished Business in 04 with R. Kelly, which we don't talk about that album because we all know what R. Kelly did. Kingdom Come in 2006, American Gangster in 07, The Blueprint 3 in 09, Watch the Throne with Kanye West in 2011, Magna Carta Holy Grail in 2013, 444 in 2017, and also put an album out with his wife Beyonce titled Everything is Love in 2018. So, again, he's not retired. I don't know if he's ever going to officially retire. Thank you for going down this trip of memory lane with me. We will see you next time on The Record Shop. Thank you all again for listening this week again. Sorry for the short episode. Just is what it is. Make sure to follow the podcast on Instagram at The Will Wonder Pod. Follow me on Twitter at DJ Will Wonder. Subscribe to The Will Wonder Pod YouTube. And we'll see you next week. Peace.
This has been a March 15th Media production. Make sure to subscribe, rate, review The Will Wonder Pod. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. Peace out. This has been a March 15th Media production. Make sure to subscribe, rate, review The Will Wonder Pod. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. Peace out.